Mike here. Quick note. If you enjoy listening to Elise and I break down episodes and films on this podcast, you should know we have an entirely separate podcast through Patreon. There we break down New York City-based rom-coms like When Harry Met Sally, You've Got Mail, Hitch, Trainwreck, Bros, and many more to come.
I think that we should yell at children more often. Not parents. Parents, be nice to your kids. But the rest of us should sometimes take children out to task a little.
I never yelled at a child, but I did have an arch nemesis who was like 8 years old. Like, hearing you talk about it, I'm like, well, then why would they do all that for just that moment? But then you think about it, and if they didn't, it would look like the movies I made in high school with my friends. We're really, really concerned about the bottom line of Bros.
I really am. I feel like we've already found ways they could have saved money on the budget.
Right.
If they just would have asked us about it.
For $4 a month, you get 3 to 4 episodes monthly covering a rom-com, and we're doing some fun bonus content as well. You can find us on the Patreon app by searching We Couldn't Help But Wonder, or through our website, wecouldn'thelpbutwonder.com. Hope you join us there.
Hello, listeners. This is the season one wrap-up of We Couldn't Help But Wonder. If you haven't heard the finale recap, you should probably listen to that first. If you're using Apple Podcasts, go to the Library tab, select this podcast, and click that little button with the three tiny white dots. Select Settings, and make sure you've checked Play in Sequential Order. That's also what you want to do when you sign up your friends without them knowing it. All right, enough technical stuff. Here's the show.
Hello, Elise Castle.
Hi, Mike Jensen.
And welcome to the season one wrap-up of season one of Sex and the City.
Wow.
We did a whole season.
We did a whole season.
Let's just end it here.
All right.
I'm just kidding. I'm so looking forward to
it. Mike and I have entered a two-year relationship. Two-year,
we have to be friends for at least the next 2 years.
Or maybe we don't. That could be kind of fun. Maybe
we're just like rude to each other.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you thought?
Yeah. Loser.
So here we are for season one recap. We'll kind of cover things as we go through.
But really the most, we had asked on our social media for people to give us questions or things we missed. And really the only things that people wanted to talk about were like favorite quotes, favorite moments, blah, blah, blah. So Mike and I just kind of put together a compilation of things.
Yeah, so let's start out with favorite lines.
Favorite lines.
Which we originally said three. I have like 6 or 7, but all that's
right.
Okay.
I actually have 4.
Okay, so give me one of your. Give me the first one you want to say.
They're pretty simple. I mean, we'll just start with, because it's still so fresh in my brain. I think my favorite line that will really be impossible to ever replace is Samantha in episode 12 with, "Who the fuck cares? His dick was like a gherkin."
Oh, who the fuck cares? His dick is like a gherkin.
And I think it's just the use of that, you know, cocktail pickle, the gherkin. I just love that that was what came to her mind.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one. So I start at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
And in season one, in episode one, I quote your favorite character. And I just love when Skipper says, "I just have so much feeling."
I just have so much feeling.
Mm.
I don't know why I love that line so much. Like, I find it that it's so funny.
Well, because it's you. Maybe I got this wrong. Maybe Mike's Skipper. And I'm Stanford. That actually makes a lot more sense.
Maybe. I just love that line. I think it's amazing.
Another one that I like, I think we're going to find that yours are all very sentimental and heartfelt, and mine are just ridiculous, because my second one is just, "Please, this isn't The Gap."
Oh, I almost put that. That's a really, really funny line to me. I like that a lot.
Like, that you're going to be so pretentious that these people are making out at Banana Republic. "Please, this isn't The Gap."
You're going to put down The Gap, like,
right. Like a
Gap.
Sister company.
Yeah, exactly. No, I do like that one a lot. My next one comes from the Secret Sex episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it, once again, it's just because it feels very meta. And it's just when Charlotte says to Carrie, "You can't put this in your column."
Mm-hmm.
I just
really
love
that.
I love it. I just love anytime there's an acknowledgement that she's writing about her friends.
Yeah.
Putting it in a newspaper where anyone can read it. And I must, I don't think she's changing names. I don't know.
No, we don't know.
I think that's really, really funny.
I like in episode 4 where Charlotte says, "Men don't marry up the butt girl." Oh. Whoever heard of Mrs. Up the Butt? Because that's how I got my stage name.
Yeah, that's Elisa's stage name now. That is a very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great moment.
Yeah.
And just that whole car ride, I think, is pretty amazing. You just watch that car ride.
And once again, that poor cab driver.
My next two that I'll say in a row both come from the baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
And one is Miranda's reaction to a line. And
mm-hmm.
We've talked about this before where it's,
"Andy is 11 months old. He is a god, and I tell him so every day.
30 years from now,
What do you think the chances are that some woman's going to be able to make Andy happy? I'm going to go with zero.
And I just like that because it's real.
Yeah.
I worry about those moments when we tell our kids they can be anything they want and they can do anything they want. And while I think that's very healthy on one hand, I think you have to be a little careful, careful with what you say to your children about them being perfect or them getting to do anything they want to do. Like, you also do need to set limits,
right,
and boundaries and put some reality in there. And a completely opposite side of things, my other favorite line from this is just,
"You bitch."
Yeah.
I love it so much. I love it. I think it's hilarious. I love the way that she says it.
Well, my other favorite line also from this episode that has really nothing to do with the episode, but just I've adapted it now into my personal life, is when Carrie's putting Lainey in that car and just says, "Can you take her to Connecticut?
Take her to Connecticut.
Take her to Connecticut."
Because I love that idea that she's just like, she's got to go home. So now I'm just using it ever after anyone's had too much or too much fun. They just got to go to Connecticut.
Just go to Connecticut. Just get out of here and go to Connecticut.
Somewhere, drop her off somewhere at the border.
My last funny line, and then I have a little bit after that. My last funny line is from The Drought, and I talked about it in the moment as well. And it's just in that scene where you say that Samantha's being ridiculous, just where she says, "Why?" Or more important, "Why?" And part of that is because I say that line not infrequently.
Mm-hmm.
And then my last thing that I wanted to talk about, and this is back to Sirius. And what I wrote was everything Lainey said.
At least you know what happened to your dream.
I have absolutely no idea what happened to mine.
This is weird. I don't think I can do this.
I didn't know that was going to happen. No, nobody told me that was going to happen. I mean, somebody should warn you. One day you're going to wake up and you're not going to recognize yourself.
And that ends that portion on a very serious note.
Yeah.
But I just love it. Once again, I love her so much. I think that she's so talented. And I think that she does a beautiful job with some beautiful, beautiful lines.
Well, we can end it on a humorous note because we did get one of our Twitter followers, Lauren. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, Lauren.
Did say that it's not really a line, but it's an expression. She was like, "I can't believe you guys didn't really go into more detail about that sound." I'm really paraphrasing her tweet about that sound effect of Carrie's emission.
Well, I feel like you kind of talked about it. You talked about
it. Well, maybe you edited it out.
I didn't know. I left the elephant trombone in there.
Yeah, but it's really not. Now that I go back and really listen to it, it is. It's kind of like a weak fart. Sorry, Mike. But
gross.
Maybe I'm just thinking of it. If I was the actress on set, I probably would have worked carefully with the sound designer and said, you know, it's very important to my truth.
That is not how it sounds.
It's very important to my truth as a performer that this is the one thing we have to get right. You know, if we're going to do anything right in this episode, this has to be accurate.
It's funny. It is very short.
Where's the dramaturg?
Though when it's replayed later, it gets a little bit
more. Yeah, but it's like...
In her Fontra moment.
Yeah, I wasn't, Lauren, just so you know, I wasn't pleased with it. Needs improvement. I mean, especially with all that pasta and Chinese she's eating, it didn't sound that dainty.
She should really go for it.
Yeah.
So then I wanted to talk about a few moments that we kind of can't let go of.
Like, they're just still pissing us
off. Yeah, or things that just sort of bother. And two of mine come from the same episode.
Okay.
One of them, the first two are really dumb, and the last one is, I think, really big. But one is the hiding the rabbit behind a stuffed rabbit.
Yeah, you didn't like that.
I don't know why. I just think it's such a weird moment. Like, did she just grab it? First of all, why does she have a stuffed rabbit?
Because it's Charlotte.
Okay, but like, she has it in her room. Like,
see, that makes sense to me that she would have that.
On top of it, and I don't know. I just thought it was such a weird moment.
Like in the writer's room, they're like, "This is funny."
Write it, and then maybe the director wasn't sure what to do with it. I don't know. It just bothered me. So what's one of yours?
Maybe I took this a little too seriously. In episode 3, Models and Mortals, with Barkley videotaping the women.
Well, that's my serious
okay.
one.
Because I was going to say, this I still can't.
We can both agree on that one. That is super creepy. And part of what I can't let go about that is everyone's reaction to it.
Yeah, that Carrie like lights up a cigarette and watches
Carrie thinks
them.
It's hot.
Samantha wants to be a part of it.
And
we talk about this in the moment and we can talk about it again. I do think a lot of that has to do with the fact that there wasn't an internet.
Right.
Like, these weren't going to be seen by other people.
Yeah, unless you're Mike Jensen, who currently has a VHS tower in his bedroom, you're not going to see these in 2018.
But it is disturbing. And I did write that one down. Him recording is very, very upsetting.
I can't let it go.
My other silly one is from the same episode as The Hiding of the Rabbit. And it's just a weird writing thing that is fine, but I don't know why it bothers me. But it's her talking about her Zen teacher.
Yeah.
And she does it twice. She talks about her Zen teacher saying yoga is great.
But then we never hear about the Zen teacher.
Well, because he's dead.
Right.
Because the last line is, he died penniless and in the street. I just think it's weird. And I think it's something that the writing team was like, this is a framing device. And I don't know why, but
Well, and if we're going to talk about this episode too, I think it's weird that Miranda takes Charlotte's used vibrator and puts it in her purse.
That's a good one. That's
Come
a good
on.
A, yeah, I don't know what you want to do with it instead. If you want to just throw it in the trash.
Or don't. Just like...
take the batteries out.
Yeah, so. Be like, hey girl, maybe we need a break, but don't like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a weird one. Do you have any other can't let goes?
Yeah, in The Monogamist, when they call the blowjob tug of war the classic dating ritual.
Oh, I'm surprised I didn't write that down. That one, that just bothers me. Once again, let them go there. Like, let the lady, she knows where to go if she wants to
but
do
But I don't
that.
Like that it's like a classic dating yeah. ritual.
I think... yeah, in rapier times. I don't know.
I don't know.
If it was just a thing. Yeah, that is bothersome. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
She knows where it is. Like, if she wants to do that, she knows
well,
how to find her way.
Well, unless it's James.
They just cut right to insertion. There was no, yeah. there was no, for, there was no, like, yeah, yeah, they went right to it.
And then I still was a little bit uncomfortable in the Bay of Merry Pigs when the lesbian thing with, Miranda.
But they wanted to add a lesbian
yeah,
couple.
And like Miranda being like, sorry, I couldn't do it. Like, she's God's gift to women. And I don't know, just kind of making the lesbian the novelty in that.
Yeah, that was a bit much.
And then I also just don't like Neville Morgan and his vagine paintings. Like, I don't like that either. My things I couldn't let go of were just a lot of like, you know, female empowerment issues.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah.
Mine were where she hides her dildo. So I guess you were more serious on that yeah. one than I was. We just flipped on that
just
particular
flipped.
Topic and you became the serious one.
Yeah. Go back to the Renaissance, Neville.
And on top of that, serving chocolate chip cookies with lemonade.
Yeah, gross.
That's gross.
Yeah, your wife is gross.
Though I love the actress.
Yeah.
She's
great
terrific.
Job.
So then I wanted to talk about something. I don't know if you have any of these, but I had some moments that I didn't talk about when they were happening.
Okay.
That I look back and I think, I can't believe that I didn't mention that.
All right.
One of
I'm
them,
watching for the first time,
right.
So maybe I'll be able to comment on yours.
Okay.
But I don't.
I only have three. And what I will say with I only have three is that literally today I was getting a quote for one of them and it was the baby shower. And there were like 8 moments.
Right.
I'm like, I can't believe we didn't talk about that.
Yeah.
I can't believe we didn't quote that line. So I guess part of it is, to be clear, we can't quote every line that's funny.
No.
We can't quote every line that feels interesting, even though I swear I want to. Like, watching
yeah, I mean,
it again,
I will probably
quote
that his dick was like a gherkin at least every day of my life.
Okay.
Once.
So the things that I forgot to mention that I wanted to bring up was one of them is from the baby shower. Like I said, I was going back to that one. And it's just because I mentioned the couch jokes. I mentioned mm-hmm. the couch jokes twice. And there's a third one. And
Mike.
As like a rule, as someone who believes in the rule of three, I can't believe that I didn't mention the third one because it also comes full circle. So the first one has to do with Lainey having sex on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
The second one has to do with Miranda having sex on the couch. And then the third one, we come back to Lainey, and it's about her giving birth on the couch.
Oh.
She gives birth on that couch. She buys it.
And it actually like irked me with myself that I didn't get to the third joke. So there it is.
There
that's,
it is.
That's the rule of three.
Now you can let it go.
Now I can let it go. My other one is from the same episode, and it's just a moment that I am surprised we didn't mention, which is the clearly inspired by Demi Moore picture of Lainey. In her bathroom. Do you remember this?
No.
There is. There's a moment when it's when Carrie has to remove herself from the party and she goes upstairs to the bathroom and there's the picture of Lainey on the wall in profile doing the Demi Moore
oh.
like covering of her own boob.
Okay.
Yeah. She has a, she's had that picture taken of herself, which I think is funny for a couple reasons. One, that you would just do that. But two, that picture must have been taken really recently.
Yeah.
And like framed really quickly. But it is a funny moment. I do like that. And then my last one is from the very first episode. And I feel like there's no way that I didn't mention this. I must have just cut it for some reason. And it's a moment that actually, if you talk to anyone that's watched Sex and the City, it's a moment people remember. And it's a moment that people have a lot of opinions on. And it's the look on Samantha's face at the end of the episode as she is about to have sex with the guy that Charlotte had been on a date with, that she has come back to his place to see the piece of art, but she's come back to have sex with him.
Okay.
And he goes down and the camera stays on her face. And I had a friend of mine say, like, do you think that they ever regret that shot? Cause she goes on to be this very sexually free character and it looks as though she's having regrets in the moment. But to me, it's a moment of Kim Cattrall being amazing. Like, it's a moment of her, because I feel like you see about 10 emotions on her face in the course of 2 seconds, where you see maybe a little regret, you see a little resignation, you see a little, but you also see a little pleasure and a little happiness. And I don't know, it's an interesting moment, and it strikes me every time I watch it, and I'm amazed that I didn't bring it up. But if you go back and watch the first episode, if you're not remember what I'm talking about, it's at the towards the very, very end. And I think it's an interesting moment, and I like it, and I felt that it needed to be mentioned.
Well, and also with that being said too, I mean, people like Samantha. She's so far the most heightened character, I think, out of the four. They are not going to just be that sexually free without there being some backstory, right? So maybe all of this sexual freedom, maybe with Samantha, comes with a little bit of regret to her. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, maybe she's a little bit of a sex addict. I don't know.
And I don't think that anyone is one thing.
Right.
Like, I don't think there's anyone who just can have sex with anybody and has no other feelings about it. And maybe other people have different opinions. I don't think anyone is one thing. I don't think anyone has one set of feelings.
Right.
So, yeah, I like it. I think it's a moment.
What did Skipper say?
I just have so many feelings. Oh, that's so Mike. Good. I love that line.
So another idea, because in Sex and the City, we meet so many different characters.
Yeah.
So, like, some of our favorites who are not, you know, Miranda, Charlotte, Carrie, Samantha, and Mr. Big. We'll throw him in there, too. I mean, Skipper, yeah. Obvi. And I think I just liked him. At first, I fell in love, I think, with the big cell phone. And
he was on cutting edge technology.
Right. And now I'm just, like, rooting for the underdog because I think Miranda's kind of mean to him. I also really love the cheesemonger.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I have to look up her name.
We always talk.
Libby Bialik.
I love her. I love that she's so passionate about the
That's
cheese.
That's great. Yeah, if I was going to do an honorable mention, I would probably have it be her, or I would have it be Katie Finneran's character from Models and Mortals, just because I think that her delivery of...
Yeah.
You love Bing this Crosby. Yeah. Like, just forever.
Bing Crosby. You
so
love
good.
Bing Crosby.
I just love her in general. And then I think mine's probably pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Lainey, I just love Lainey Berlin. I would absolutely watch the Lainey Berlin spinoff where she becomes the soccer mom that they call her, but figures out how to do it on her own terms. Like, maybe she...
I feel like that's Real Housewives of New York, Real Housewives.
I feel like she, like, maybe becomes a single mother, okay. And she has to, like, figure it out on her own, like, finds out that her perfect husband was cheating on her, and
she's a strong woman.
She's a strong woman. Okay. That's what I want to see. I want to see Lainey Berlin be not a mess. I want to see her not move back to New York and go back to her old life. I want her to figure out what her life is in this small town. I think this show is practically writing itself.
Dana, are you in?
Yeah. She's my favorite. I do like her a lot. I'd like to know what happened to her, and I'd like for it to be good. So let's get to our favorite episodes. I put down an honorable mention, and I put my number one.
Okay.
I don't know if you put more than one or not. My second favorite episode, I would say, is Valley of the 20-something Guys. And for me, it's because it's where the show is really establishing its tone. Like, to me, it's the first really great episode of this, as we're really getting to know the girls. We're really getting to, like, see what makes them tick. And then my favorite episode is the baby shower. I love it. I like the emotion of it. I like that we're...
Duh.
Duh. I like that we get Lainey. I like that we get them leaving the city. I like that we get some, you know, emotional journey from them. So that's fun. I enjoyed that a lot. And then... So what was your favorite episode?
I just put one, but... And my reason behind it... I said the last episode.
Oh, okay.
And my reason behind it was... I'm just, like, learning about these people. So, like, I don't... The last episode was the final one where I was able to say, okay, Carrie is this, Samantha is this,
yeah.
Charlotte is this.
We definitely get a lot of character clarity.
Yeah, because I feel like the other episodes, I don't have that nostalgia yet with the women to be like, oh my gosh, I love how Carrie does this thing, because I'm like, okay, so Carrie's doing this thing.
Uh-huh.
So I think that right now I'm finally at a point where I can say, oh, that is something Charlotte would do. And it's funny because I have a friend that I've known since college who they always said, she's such a Charlotte. Or she would refer to herself as Charlotte, and like the girlfriends would say she's Charlotte. I didn't know what that meant. And when I'm watching this show now...
Is she?
Annie, if you're listening, I am just like, Charlotte is Annie. But,
that's funny.
But maybe Annie is Charlotte. I don't know. It's just so interesting to me to watch that and just... And just see those mannerisms. I don't know. It just, I guess because I've never seen it. And maybe that's what, you know, growing up, if they were like, Elise, you are Skipper. And I just ignored it.
the answer was there all along. So there we go.
There we go.
That's season one.
I mean, yeah, I think I'm excited because everyone keeps saying, oh my gosh, wait till you get to.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. And
season one is very good, but it's really to me laying the groundwork. For what's to come.
And also some of Carrie's fashion stuff, I feel like we're just now starting to see that she's, you know.
Yeah, the fashion really starts taking.
Because we haven't even heard about the shoes yet.
Yeah.
Well, really. I mean, like.
She's mentioned them.
She's mentioned it, but we haven't really seen her spending that money.
Yeah, the fashion's going to become more and more prominent as we move along.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we did see them cut up a credit card at a shoe place because she couldn't afford it.
And then Amelita was like, my boyfriend would pay.
Gaddy. You crazy.
My boyfriend would pay. He's not good in bed. Or he has a very small penis.
Yeah, there we go. That's
there you go again. The shame.
Samantha should not date him either, I guess.
No.
Poor guy. So that's season one.
Thanks. We're going to go eat Chinese food.
We're going to go eat Chinese food on the Upper East Side.
Because that's what they do.
That's what one does.
Oh, speaking of the Upper East Side and eating Chinese food in Carrie's apartment.
Oh, yeah.
So Mike and I, surprisingly, are not completely sick of each other yet. We were on the Upper East Side at a happy hour, and...
I realized how very close we were to the supposed address...
Of Carrie's apartment. And so... Mike had never been there.
Which I guess is weird that I lived in New York City for like almost 18 years now and I'd never been there. To my credit, I'm not on the Upper East Side very often.
But also,
and it is far Upper East Side.
And also you didn't know that it wasn't actually there.
No, I knew it wasn't there.
Okay.
I know the actual, because the actual, I'm not going to say where the actual front stoop is. It's so easy to find out. Everyone knows and they go take pictures. And I actually feel a little bit badly for the people that live there.
So we're not going to add to that. Well, I knew that the actual front stoop wasn't Carrie's apartment, but I didn't realize that there actually is no 7.
There is no 245 or whatever it
seven,
is.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist, which I kind of figured it didn't exist.
And I'll put this up on our Instagram.
Most amazing picture of all time.
It's the worst picture
the worst
I've taken
picture
in my
ever
life.
Taken by a person, I think.
And I tried to take a picture of... the empty spot, but it was
very cold.
It was cold and it wasn't supposed to be cold, so my hands were cold, and I was also kind of embarrassed because I didn't want people thinking that like I was I don't know.
My biggest revelation about that is not only is that clearly not the street, we didn't venture all the way down.
But there's no brownstones.
No brownstones. It doesn't even look anything like the street that she lives on. And crazy fact that somehow I had always placed her apartment on the south side of the street.
And it's not.
It's not. It
well,
couldn't,
it's not
it
because it's not real.
Be. Well, but it's also not because there are rules for odd and even numbered apartments.
Rules.
Like even numbered apartments on avenues are on the east side of the street. And even numbers on streets are on the north side of, I mean, odd numbers of streets are on the north side of the street.
Mike needs hobbies.
I just think it's funny. I just think it's funny that in my mind, I always saw that apartment on the southern side, but it logically would have to be on the northern side. I have to flip my entire like perspective of where she lives around now.
Your world is changed.
The park is on the different side of her apartment than I thought it was. That's all. So we will see you in 2 weeks. We won't see you. You'll hear us in 2 weeks.
Mike's going to go to California.
I'm going to law. And then when I'm back, we'll start up season 2. And looking forward to it. It's going to be so much fun.
If you ever want us to talk about anything specific, just let us know.
Listen, I love that. Give us feedback. Yeah. Send us a tweet. Say, that's not what this moment was to me at all. I'd love to hear other people's opinions.
Say, Mike, shut up.
Mike, shut. I say it almost every day.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
And that's it for season 1. Seeing as we're off for a week, this would be a great time to go to Apple Podcasts and rate or review us. You can just say a few words like, great show, or fun listen, or Mike sounds super sexy. Whatever, you guys are smart, you'll know what to say. Also, it's a great time to share, tell a friend, share a link, subscribe and tell your friends to do as well.
You can subscribe to our new Patreon-only podcast, We Couldn't Help But Wonder, Still Wondering, right now! For more information, like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at We Couldn't Help But Wonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBW Podcast. And don't forget to check out my new podcast with Vanya Arslanian, Mike and Vanya Can't Not. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. Most importantly, take care of yourself and let's take care of each other.
We'll be back in 2 weeks with the season 2 premiere, Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
I'm going to flip these because I think that should go after mine.
Okay, sorry.
So for my favorite episodes...
Mike thinks he's more important.
No, I think yours is more important. That's why I should go last. Don't make me fight on air. This is being broadcast right now. We'll put that somewhere in the middle of
I guess we can't do the podcast anymore now that we know these things. I feel like there's something...
Elise is destroying the recording equipment.
I just flipped the mic. I feel like there's something that
we... Not this mic.
I feel like there's something that I wanted to talk about.